I'm Pat Lincioni here with Chris Stefanik, and here is your 3-minute reset. I'm thinking about the importance of today, of any given day, and how we get so caught up in the future. And when we think about behavioral changes we need to make, or changes in our business or our families or in our work, we think about how long we can sustain it. And we need to plan for the future. And I love planning. I think it's really good and important to do. But in reality, there's only today. And years ago, a pope in the Catholic Church, Pope John the 23rd, he said he did this thing every day where he said, only for today, I'm going to commit to these things. Because they were things about his behavior that he wanted to be good at. But he realized if he could just do it for a day, and if every day he committed to that, that was realistic. And so often I think about things like, I want to be more patient, or I want to speak less and listen better. And I think about making these declarations for the rest of my life. And if I just said, hey, I think I can do that for a day. Sometimes it might be hard to do it for a day, and I might need to say, I can do it for the next couple of hours. And whatever we can do, let's focus on what we're doing now rather than getting caught up in the bigger challenge of doing it forever.
And, you know, I think it's easy to get overwhelmed when you think about doing it for your whole life, in part because God isn't giving you the grace right now to do something for your entire life, because he doesn't need to. He's giving you the grace you need for right now. I mean, he tells us this all over the Bible. He's giving you sufficient grace for the day. And I love this. This is Matthew 6:34. Tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own, but each day also comes with enough grace for you to get through today. And you know what happens when you're faithful to the day? Those days add up, and then you look back someday and think, oh, I did that for my life. I love this saying, this mantra from Alcoholics Anonymous, because people who deal with addiction, it's so overwhelming to think about being sober their whole lives, one day at a time, right? And then if you're overwhelmed by your life, no, just today. And then I'll look back someday and say, I did that for my life.
And I'm sure the evil one wants to discourage us. You know, one of his greatest tools is discouragement, by saying, oh, you're never going to be able to keep this up. Or, yeah, maybe you can plan for what you're doing right now, but next year, how do you know what's going to be happening next year? And we live in a time right now where the world is changing very rapidly. Things are very tenuous. And the truth of the matter is, all we have is today. And I really think God wants us to say, are you okay in this moment? Live in this moment. Understand my presence and my grace. Go to that meeting and be present. Be with your family and be present. Be silent and be present, because worrying about the future is not something that I intend to you. So let's pray.
Lord, your grace is sufficient for us for today. So help us to live in today and to receive that grace and be faithful to you in the here and now, and not to stress out too much about tomorrow. You'll have that taken care of when we get there. Amen.
Amen.